So welcome to the fourth edition of Blues Talk, where today I'm talking to Jim and to Dave.
Hello.
And we're going to review our game at the weekend against Racing Metro and have a look forward to our Heineken game against Saracens over in London. So Jim, great result at the weekend for us.
Oh, fantastic. I certainly wasn't expecting, you know, 5-1, you know, bonus point in the bag. You know, it was fantastic performance, and you know, it wasn't perfect. You're not going to have it perfect against, you know, a team of that quality, but overall, you know, it was still a terrific performance, and you know, hopefully we can take it on to the next weekend.
Wouldn't have thought we would have come away with 5 tries when we were 3-3 at after 25 minutes or so.
No, it seemed to take us a while to get going, but once we got over the fear of Racing Metro's reputation, we just tore into them. Their guys, a lot of their players are kind of, I said last week about Mirko Bergamasco, was he any good, was he a spoofer? When he came on, he proved he was a spoofer. We already knew Chabal was a spoofer, and looks like Nale has joined that club as well. I mean, they were just getting the crap beaten out of them by our guys. They couldn't match us physically, they couldn't match us in terms of pace. You know, once we turned it on, it was all over.
Our back row was just phenomenal.
Our back row was phenomenal, the back play was phenomenal, but for me, the crucial thing was our front five, because despite how good the rest of the units were, if the front five hadn't done their stuff, you know, it wouldn't have mattered.
Mike Ross has been a revelation this year, hasn't he, Lance?
I think with Mike Ross, the question was always last year, you know, when he got game time,
how
would he do? And unfortunately, it took an injury to stand right before he got the game time. But now he's had a run of games, he's really coming into his own. And we always knew he was a good scrummager, but now we're seeing his work in the loose as well, and it's fantastic.
It was always a question of him adding to... as Jim says, we already knew he was a good scrummager. He was a great scrummager with Harlequins. For a team that would have designs on winning the Heineken Cup, just being a good scrummager from our props isn't quite enough. So the question always was, could Ross add those extra things to his game that would push him up to the next level? And this season he has.
But the run that he made for the first try, I mean, he took about 5 defenders out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't just the run. It was being in position to make that run. You know, he was following the ball, tracking the ball, giving good support. And indeed, in Strauss's try, Ross is in support again. So he's obviously got his game awarenesses on, you know.
And more than that as well, he made a couple of very big tackles too. There was one huge tackle he made on... the centre, Bully, who was probably their most dangerous player, and he absolutely nailed him in the middle of the park. He didn't go anywhere, and you know, I think his work rate has come on an awful lot. He looks a fitter player than last year. Probably the game time, having a regular game, you know, having games week in, week out isn't hurting either, but he definitely looks like he's, you know, in the Guinness Premiership, you can get away with just doing your scrummaging. I mean, if you look at someone like Julian White at Leicester, he's made a career out of just doing a scrummaging. But over here, we want you to do a bit more. We want you to do the scrummaging and the carrying and the tackling. And I think he's coming up to that now. And it's great news for Leinster and possibly good news for Ireland.
Yeah, absolutely. And other good news for Ireland. I think Darcy seems to be back in form as well. I thought he had a fine game.
Yeah, he was back to his hot-stepping best. Darcy's always had the ability to play the two styles of inside centre role. He can either be a blade or a bludgeon. When he's at his very best, he's mixing both. And on Saturday we saw both in two of the tries, him being both a blade and a bludgeon. He's got incredible physical power for a guy. He's not that big, but he's just got incredible physical power. Allied to his pace and his sidestep. You know, it can be a deadly combination when he's on form, and he was on form on Saturday.
Well, he was doing that thing that we haven't kind of seen in a couple of years, where he hits a line and then literally goes like sideways and then goes again.
Yeah.
And
it's acceleration, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the step and the acceleration. And it's like, I mean, when he was at his absolute best 2 or 3 seasons ago, and he was player of the year in the Six Nations, he was doing that virtually every game. Yeah. And in fairness to him, he did say at the start of the season that like he'd been troubled by this groin injury for a long time.
He
and
had
he was finally
he
had the operation in Australia, and he said hopefully this season, you know. Now it's taken him a couple of games to get into it, but you know, we're seeing the old Darce again, and it's fantastic to see.
Yeah, and I think it's great competition for places. I mean, last week against Munster, Boss was on. Then we bring on Redden. He ups the game. This week we had the opposite of it. Redden was on, and we can bring you know, a different type of scrum half on, who kind of changes the focus of attack. And he, you know, he set up a couple of lovely tries towards the end.
Well, they both did. Yeah. But it's not just that scrum half. Same thing's happening in the front row with Healy and Van der Merwe.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they're both.
Well, I think it's the first time that we've had
a
squad. You know, that we can go through. I mean, if you look at
it's the same in the back row. Yeah.
You know, yeah, as you say, like Dominic Ryan's coming through. Mm-hmm. You know, we seem to have a fair few young fellas that are coming through now that are starting to put bit of pressure on the guys in position, in ownership of the jerseys, and that's obviously going to push the guys in possession.
Well, just going back to Boss, I mean, I still have my doubts a little bit about him in terms of managing a game from the start. I do think he's terrific to come in 20 minutes to go when the game is opened up, because of his style of play. He likes to take the ball on himself, he likes to probe the corners. When he starts, sometimes I think he slows us down a little bit, whereas Redden can come in and give us that fastball right from the start. I will say, though, as well, that, you know, in fairness to both players, they both look better players when they have Johnny Sexton beside them. And I do think Johnny Sexton gives a huge amount of direction to a scrum half. He, you know, like, Johnny is the type, he goes out and he's looking for that ball all the time. And, he almost takes a lot of the decision making away from the scrum half, because instead of, you know, scrum half getting arriving there and deciding what I'm going to do, he has Johnny in his ear before he's even at the ruck saying, I want it here, I want it now, you know what I mean? Yeah. So I think both players, you know, in fairness, since we've got our main number 10 back, they've both upped their performance, and I think that is linked.
Well, I think it's not just the players inside, it's the players outside him as well. Johnny Sexton gives a sucker too. The amount of room he can create for Darcy and O'Driscoll, they really feed off that.
Well, maybe we can have a look at Rob Carney's try. I know it was the second try, but
yeah,
you know, the loop around that Sexton played with O'Driscoll was sensational.
Well, yeah, well, that's it. I mean, it comes here off static ball here, and then you've just got this little bit of magic here. And what really makes it is actually this pass. If you notice, the pass is whipped, but it's perfectly placed for Kearney to finish off.
Very similar to the try that Kearney got against Breve last year away. Wrap around with O'Driscoll. O'Driscoll's little pass really makes it, though, to be fair. Yeah. I mean, he puts the little pace on it, and Johnny explodes through the pace. And I mean, we've seen this move the last couple of years. It's pretty much an Alan Gaffney special, you know what I mean? Like, and I mean, obviously Joe Schmidt, you know, he's not going to fix what isn't broken, you know what I mean? And, you know, when it works like that, it is, you know, I mean, every, you know, team that look at Leinster, they're going to analyse that and expect that, but it's still very hard to defend when it actually comes along, you know, so
superb. Like, has such a reputation that he's going to be nearly double teamed every time.
Well, that's
of course.
But if you're playing him first in the 12 slot off the out half, it just attracts the entire defence over. The entire defence takes a step over. And that creates space. It creates holes. And if you've got somebody like Johnny Sexton, who's physically imposing and quite quick for, doesn't look it, but is quite quick, you know, it's just an opportunity waiting to happen.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, I'm just unfortunate that Dricko did get injured. I mean, I'd be surprised if he plays on Saturday.
I can't see him playing. Really? I think with his history of hamstrings, I don't think there's any chance in hell that he's going to play, because if he does even play, you know, will he be 100% Dricko? Will he really trust himself, or would he be constantly thinking?
I
also think in a World
Cup
year, exact words are, you know.
The only thing that might mitigate in favour of him playing is his own personal desire to play at Wembley Stadium.
Yeah,
that is the only, and that's not to be underestimated, of course, but that is the only thing that could, I mean, he could probably push it and play at 75-80%. But then you're risking him for the autumn internationals. So I have a feeling he'll be not mothballed, cotton wool balled until those autumn internationals come round.
Yeah. But Cullen's back in the squad.
Hopefully. Yeah, he's going to train on Thursday, and once there's no reaction to the shoulder, hopefully he'll come in. I think, to be honest, the way Hines and Toner are going, I'd nearly leave them at it.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I think Cullen on the bench, you know, would be a massive kind of influence, you know, to come on with, you know, half an hour, 25 minutes to go, you know. And now they could go with starting him, but you know, obviously he's such a huge presence, such a huge leader, such a great organizer, the lineouts, everything, you know, he'd be a huge bonus to have back, you know. But it just seems as the way we get one back, another one goes. But that's, I suppose, that's traditional rugby. That's what's going to happen, yeah, you know.
I'd be inclined to give him that extra couple of weeks.
I'd give him 20 minutes off the bench,
depending on how it's going. I mean, you don't, there's no need to fix something that is